this is how the world ends. Not with a bang, but with a meow.
T.S. Eliot, the creator of Cats.
Is that true?
The Jellicle Cats, which was then turned into Cats the Musical. Yeah. It's based on a T.S. Eliot poem or book or some shit like that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the Jellicle Cats. It's a stupid fucking musical.
So maybe we should specify when we start, like, we will not be talking about the musical Cats.
Memory, turn your face to the moonlight. Let your memory lead you. Open up, enter in.
Shoot him.
Shoot up! Shoot up! Shoot down!
Welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we take a hard look at the world around us, find something we want to improve, and fix it. I'm Jared Sane.
I'm James Miser.
And I'm Sam Chidley.
And this week we're going to be talking about a very divisive subject, I think, which is cats. You either hate them or you really hate them.
Right.
Or you're a weirdo.
You have like a bunch of cats. Yeah. All right. So that's let's start there. Are you weird if you like cats? Because, like, I don't know. Like, I had a cat, like, growing up, and I do not consider myself a cat person. But I've had a couple cats.
Rob, yeah, I've gone through cats. I'll tell you
that.
What
does that mean? You're going to have to step back a minute and tell me what you mean by you've gone through cats.
Well, for a while, I grew up on a farm, and cats don't last long living outside on a farm.
Why not?
They get eaten.
By coyotes?
Cougars.
Cougars. Really?
Yeah, the real kind of cougars. Yeah, we would just find the tails of our cats.
Oh, my God.
So your cats are being eaten by bigger cats.
Except for one cat. We found one cat in a barn that was awesome.
What was awesome about the cat?
It never had to be fed, and it just kind of stuck around and killed squirrels.
No, that does sound awesome.
Yeah, it would sit. We had ground squirrels, and it would sit in front of a... the hole that they would pop out of and just wait for like hours sometimes until a ground squirrel popped its head up and then would swipe it and kill it. And then it would eat it in on our deck. I'm going to go out and say it. You should never let your cats inside. That's my stance.
So you think like all cats should be outdoor cats?
Outdoor cats. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you could let them inside if you had mice.
Yeah. One of the few useful things about cats. Yeah.
Right. I feel like the only way that I would ever own a cat is if I got if I had mice.
Uh-huh.
In which case I would own a cat. I would not give it a name and I would not feed it.
just starve it so that like any mice are like they're done for.
Yeah, they're done for.
Yeah.
So I found out recently that in some like rural areas there's actually a service you can get through like the Humane Society called Barn Cats, which is exactly that. It's like if you have a barn and you have like a mice problem, you just get a box of cats and you open up the box in your barn and you're never allowed to touch them or feed them.
Yeah.
How many cats are in a box of cats?
I think four or five.
Like, I was thinking like a dozen.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, I think more cats should be barn cats because my favorite cat I found in a barn.
I mean, there's something to this idea of like they have this like natural instinct to kill things. Like they're predators and they're kind of loners and they have a terrible disposition. I'm just like wondering if there's a way we can get those things to work for us.
Yeah.
Like, all right. So I had a cat for a while that we called Stealth Assassin because it would run out, like you wouldn't see it, and then it would scatter across the floor and like slice your ankles and then run away. And so me and my brother and my sister, we all called it Stealth Assassin. My mom called it Sophie. And I'm like, this was its natural inclination, was to behave that way. So, I don't know, could we train cats to be actual assassins?
I don't think so.
No. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, they're too fucking dumb to do anything like that. Like, they have, like, a natural instinct to be assholes.
Uh-huh.
So we need to harvest that natural instinct without having to rely too much on their brain power because it's just not there.
Oh, so you're saying we can't train them is the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
They're untrainable.
You're probably right about that.
Like, have you ever seen any of those people with like their ridiculous cats on like a leash? It doesn't work.
What does it look? I don't think I have seen that.
It looks like a person dragging
just, like,
a cat.
Dragging a cat. Oh,
by
boy.
A leash.
I'm going to look that up later. I'm wondering if there are other applications for cats. What this is the problem with cats? They're fucking useless, right? The only thing that they're good at is killing small things, like small rodents and like birds for some reason.
Are you suggesting what I think you're suggesting?
Well,
that we need...
what do you think I'm suggesting before I answer?
Man-eating cats.
I was going to say giant cats, yeah.
Giant cats that eat people.
that was not where what I was thinking, but it's not a... I mean, why not?
Like, I want a cat that could stop a car.
You could, like, ride it to
I
work.
I don't want the cats to be that big, though. They would definitely... First of all, like, cats, like, they have... There's, like, so many stray cats all over the place already.
Uh-huh.
Imagine if they were, like, giant-sized.
They do breed really quickly.
And then on top of that, there's that whole thing where it's like... All right, so if you die in your apartment,
mm-hmm.
and if you have a dog, the dog will like pretty much wait as long as possible until it's like pretty much starving to death before it starts to eat your body.
Not a cat.
A cat will do it like right away.
Yeah. You will not even be cooled yet.
Cats are kind of like if you just have like sleep apnea or something and quit breathing in your sleep, they'll probably just try and take a bite just to give a taste.
Yeah, you're right. I think the only thing stopping cats from eating us is that we're bigger than them.
Yeah, and are the source of food. Yeah. You know, we give them their food.
I can see how this could work out badly.
Yeah.
All right, so there's some problems with the giant cat idea.
Yeah, it might not, in retrospect, you know, maybe not my best idea.
Initially I liked it, especially when you said bigger than a car or could stop a car, because I was just picturing, like, harnessing cats as transportation.
Are you kidding me? That'd be like the worst kind of a transportation of all time.
Yeah,
you'd be
probably,
you'd be like take me to 14th Street, and then like, we'd just, no. like, sit down.
No, like, I'm going to do
use a little,
else.
You'd need a big laser pointer to shine on the street in front of him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That they'd be running after, and you guide him that way.
So, James, I mean, like, so do you just think this is a lost cause, trying to make cats useful?
I, you know what I think is probably the best thing you could do with a cat? Do some quick brain surgery and replace their brains with dog brains.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, what if cats had the brain of a dog?
Yeah.
And then
or
you,
maybe
you,
maybe you just
it.
Do half-half. Half cat, half dog. Half cat brain, half dog brain.
Behold!
You know?
Meow bark!
Is that a meow bark? Because
then you could...
Yeah.
That's good. I like that meow bark. That was good.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a half cat, half dog brain. Yeah.
Because I think what I'd want is a cat that was loyal to me, but also had that killer instinct for if I had, like, a mouse problem.
What are other sort of things that are really annoying, like pest animals that are hard to get rid of? And I realized...
Bed bugs. Mini cats that eat bed bugs.
Oh. That would be adorable.
We just have like cats of all sizes, depending on what they're best.
Yeah, yeah. But what I was thinking that crows are really annoying. And what
crows
if
are, they are
what
annoying.
If you had a drone that like had a cat harness, so you could fly the cat towards the crows and it could try to kill them for you.
I like crows better than cats.
Yeah, but come on, go crow hunting with a cat on a drone would be.
So I don't even understand
this.
Yeah, are you're saying you want to have like you want to make a flying cat, and so it can just like go up against like a flock of crows, a murder of crows.
But I guess I was trying to think with today's technology, and because drones are a little loud, so crows would fly away. So you'd have to fly like pretty high above the crows, and then lower the cat down with like a cable.
I mean, I think you just drop the cat, right?
That is terrifying.
And why is it a drone? Why aren't we just giving these cats wings?
Yeah, well, let's surgically graft some wings onto cats. I want a hybrid
or
cat with crow wings and a dog brain.
Or you could have the tail like be like do like helicopter style like in
in Sonic
the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Oh right. Yeah.
Since we're into gene splicing, what if we combined a cat with a flying squirrel? So that
done.
They-
Consider it done.
Wait, so are we still doing the drones in this point? In
I
this
don't think
scenario?
So. No, I don't want drones.
I think we've shifted to just pure science.
Pure science. Science. all right. So let's. Let's back up a second.
And is this just to attack crows?
Well, now
I think now you're opening up like a whole can of worms. Like if you got flying cats, so this is a cat that has wings and it has like skin flaps like a flying squirrel.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this like
sounds like a bad idea.
It's very capable. James is reluctant to this. He had the same problem with big cat, like the giant cats.
Yeah.
James is reluctant to give them too much power.
Right.
I know what you mean, because, like, there are already too many cats, and they breed really quickly.
It's like Tremors.
you're afraid that we're going to, like, cross a boundary that we won't be able to come back from. Okay, so, actually, this is a good point. Instead of having this, like, one cat that has, like, wings and flying squirrel flaps and a dog brain, maybe these should all be different breeds of cat. So we've got the one that's like a flying squirrel, and it has like, you know, it's good in trees for killing tree-based pests. Yep. We got the one with wings for killing crows. We have one that has a dog brain, so we can actually be friends with it.
For me, I feel like cats are good for three things. They're good to kill pests.
Mm-hmm.
They're good to occasionally snuggle with.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good to be turned into viral videos.
Yeah.
We've been real heavy on the getting rid of pests.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to start moving on towards snuggleability and maybe having a breed of cat that's just very soft and fluffy and has no arms or legs. It's just like a ball of fur with a cat face on it, and it's very like, cute.
And it's semi like moldable, so that you could like
yeah. It's kind of like
you could like play with it like you would like some like Play-Doh.
Yeah, it just kind of it kind of bounces around on its.
I love this. I love this cat. It's like always in a good mood.
Yeah, and it's always in a good mood,
and it doesn't shed.
It doesn't shed, and it wants to snuggle with you.
Yeah,
you know,
but it also respects your privacy when you're like on your laptop.
Right, it's not too needy.
Yeah. Well, it couldn't even get in.
It couldn't even move on its own.
It could like roll against
your
leg.
It can move on its own. It sort of bounces like a pudgy ball.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
I like that. I like that it bounces around.
Wait, can it still have arms and legs, but they're comically small and not functionally useful?
Yeah, they can flap around a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe he's got flippers.
I think flippers. Now, I still like the idea that I can like it can play with like string and stuff, and I can like make a funny cat video.
Well, I like the idea. Well, that's a third.
Oh, that's a completely different category of cat.
Right. Yeah.
So wait a second. The thing is, like, we've made this like trifecta of cats.
Yeah.
We've got our killer cats on the loose taking care of pests. We've got our like domestic lovable furball cats that kind of bounce around the house and just love us.
Yeah.
And are moldable.
That's right. You can kind of stretch them out.
Yeah, you can stretch them out. You can like make like push it out.
Kind of like a Stretch Armstrong.
Mm-hmm. Do they retain? All right, one last thing. Do they retain the shape that you mold them to, or do they like
for a little while?
For a while,
but they do like go back to their natural shape, which is a big fuzzy ball.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, but then we also have this video cat.
So this cat, the video cats, I think they have a built-in video camera that's pointed at them at all times. It's sort of like on this like fleshy like gimbal that goes in front of them and is facing towards them.
Wait, it's the thing that's holding the camera is made out of flesh?
Yeah, it's like
part of their biology. Yeah,
it's like Videodrome.
Wait, is the camera part of their biology too?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, wow.
It's attached to the cat, or this is a separate entity?
No, it's attached to the cat.
What he's suggesting is that we have like evolved video cats to the point where there is like cameras are part of their bodies. Like there's a camera that it's like it is born with that faces the cat while it's doing stupid things.
Well, I think it needs two cameras so we get both angles. We get the POV and the reaction.
So it's like why not? Like its eyeballs are cameras.
Oh.
And it's got a USB port so you can upload.
Mm-hmm. In the tail.
Or maybe it's just got Wi-Fi.
Yeah, let's just do it wirelessly.
It's wireless. I think it's wireless, but I think it also has a plug in its tail, so you can just like plug its tail into your computer.
The end of its tail just turns into a USB.
Yeah, it's a USB cord.
But anyway, these video cats, they at birth, you always remove part of their brain, so they're like extra dumb. so they do like more comical things.
Right.
That's good. And sometimes they just lose motor control and just fall over.
Or they're maybe some of them are bred to be like super mean just so you have those like sassy cats cat videos.
I think my favorite cat video is the one set to that AWOL Nation song Sail.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that one's classic.
That's for sure my favorite.
Describe it.
In this video, the song Sail is playing and the cat just happens to have its movements synchronized to like the tempo of the song. And right before the singer sings Sail, the cat has walked in front of a windowsill and then tries to jump across to like the next door house, but doesn't even come close to making it, and just splays its legs out like completely and just falls. What looks like to be at least a couple stories.
Sail! Yeah, that is a classic cat video.
Yeah, I think my video cat, I would breed out or genetically modify its sense of like risk assessment.
Yeah,
that's good. You know, I think the thing that works so well about that video is how amazingly it like syncs up with the music.
Yeah.
So I would enhance cat's sense of rhythm.
You could play a song and it would.
You could play a song and whatever they do, they would do it like comedically timed.
Guys, we gotta think bigger than that.
Dancing cats?
These cats are also Bluetooth speakers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I guess that is kind of nice just to have all the, like, all my computer accessories built into a cat. You know? They're always, like, walking around your, like, workstation anyway, so you can just be, like, you know, plug them into your computer and...
Yeah.
You got a laptop and a cat top.
And instead of like, meowing at you, it's, you know, it's playing some sick beats.
Yeah.
But also creating videos that just upload directly to your YouTube account so that you can get all the hits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gonna get that YouTube money.
Yeah. I feel like video cats would be very expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of science, it's a lot of development.
Yeah.
I guess
they probably don't have a very long lifespan.
like 2 hours.
Yeah. So here's my question. If they're not, like, if they don't have the same place in our lives as the domestic cat, like, what are we doing with them when they're not making cat videos?
Oh, they're in the studio all the time.
Oh, just, like, 24/7 in the studio?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, the studio is, like, I mean, it looks just like a normal home, but no people live there.
Wait a second. So, like, now I'm confused. Does everybody who owns a cat have their own studio, or is this...
No, this is just... There was just a place, a studio in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, like, right by the Sony lot or something like that, where there is a whole studio that's just a cat studio.
Okay.
And they're the ones who make all of the cat videos in the world.
Oh, no. So I want to have my own cat videos so I can get that YouTube money.
Dude, there's no YouTube money.
There is. I've heard all about it. No, but, like, I don't want... If we're going to have video cats in the world, like, I want to have my own video cat. But I just don't know what to do with it.
Well, you know, like, make a little green screen.
Have a little home studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just wondering why it can't be in the house with my domestic cat.
Because domestic cat is for you.
Mm-hmm.
The video cat is for the public.
It's like a work cat.
It's government-owned property.
Wait.
Yeah, it's put out by C-SPAN.
Oh, no.
Yeah, C-SPAN now stands for cat.
Cat span.
So, wait a second. Did you guys just, like, federalize cats? The cat videos?
Well, video cats are now, yeah, the property of the people.
It's part of PBS.
Okay, I guess I can get behind that. It doesn't seem like a very good use of tax dollars, but...
Yeah, while we're at it, why don't we also just make the video cats members of Congress? Fix two problems at once.
Do you think they'd get more done?
I think they would do less damage.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it'd pretty. I think our laws would be frozen in place.
Yeah,
and cats don't understand laws.
We get just a lot more.
You are correct, James. If we replaced Congress with cats, our laws would probably not change. It's a good point.
I mean,
let's be real.
Long term,
just cats.
Long term, not great.
Just a bunch of fucking cats.
Short term, I don't know. Might not be that bad.
Uh huh. Yeah. Right. Well, it can't be that long. I mean, like, how long do cats live? Like, I guess they can live pretty long.
Quite a few years. Yeah. Over 10.
I don't think that our domestic cat, the, like, moldable furball cat, I'm not sure how long a lifespan that cat's gonna have.
But are you kidding? It doesn't have to worry about very much. Like, its body doesn't do very much. Like, it would probably age very slowly.
So slowly.
You think so?
Yeah, because you'd also want it to be a kitten for a much longer time.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like a parrot, you know, where it's like lives 80 years, 90 years.
So you want it to have, like, the same lifespan as, like, a person?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That'd be pretty heartbreaking, though, if you had, like, a cat that, like, you've had your entire life, and say you're, like, in your 50s now.
Uh-huh.
And this cat is, like, it's like a companion that you've had your entire life, and then it dies?
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty devastating loss.
Hey, man, sometimes life sucks.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, I'm not really sure I'm arguing.
Death
that we shouldn't have to care about things because we'll lose them. Yeah. I don't want to make that argument. Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's give domestic cats longer lifespans. Why not?
Yeah, why don't we give them lifespans that are twice as long as ours, so then we don't have to deal with that. Then the only way they die is if they get hit by a car.
Okay, wait a second. So you say you want cats to live, like...
200 years.
200 years?
200 years, yeah.
Oh, man. We're going to have so many fucking cats. Like,
Well, these cats, I feel like, these domestic cats.
You're sterile.
Yeah, but there, I mean, there are some animals, right, where they have to not only coerce them, but, like, physically aid reproduction.
So you're saying it's like that?
It's like that.
Like, if you want another
furball
kitten,
honestly, we've genetically modified these animals so much that I feel like the only way they can be reproduced is in a lab.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any, like... Maybe the weapon cats could breed on their own, but
yeah.
Cat and domestic cat, probably much too fucked up on a genetic level to reproduce.
Yeah, okay. It seems like they're being privately bred, and like it's probably like a status thing to have them. So,
oh yeah, there's like a Louis Vuitton cat.
It's just covered with the logo.
Yeah.
You know, we're laughing, but I bet in like a month we're gonna see that this has happened.
I know. I mean, it's happened a few times.
Every
now.
Time we come up with like a I'm gonna say an excellent idea on our podcast, just a few weeks later,
somebody's done it.
Yep. We should probably be more careful with what we talk about.
No, I think really we're just saying very obvious things.
Oh, that could be.
Right.
I don't know if video cat is obvious.
You don't think so?
I'm not sure that that's the next step.
Pretty much immediately.
Yeah. I bet there's like some bionic. There's some dark like George Soros money. It's like that's funding a North Korean science lab to make video cats.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's being done in Monsanto.
We still need to answer Sam's question, which is, how do we get rid of all, like, there's too many killer cats, right?
Right. I'm just saying there needs to be some kind of like regulation in place because they're going to fucking take over everything.
Yeah.
We've got
definitely.
Like,
I mean,
we've got like flying cats, and we've got like tiny little cats that kill bed bugs. And at one point we were proposing giant cats. So like, what are we doing about all these fucking cats?
So I think there's a very carefully guarded group of cats that are cat killers.
I wow. love that. Yeah, that's a great idea.
So you send out the cat squad, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's
what are they, tell us about the cat killing cats. Like, what do they look like? What kind of like special abilities do they have that make them able to prey upon all these varieties of killer cats?
I'm picturing like a predator. But a cat.
It's got a cute little cat head.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like basically nearly invisible.
Yeah, it can like camouflage.
Yeah, it does a camouflage thing.
You can see infrared.
It like has the little arm pan that like has it talking. It's like, meow.
Yeah, and if it loses, it can blow itself up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I don't think it like stands upright and walks around like Predator, but I do kind of want it to be able to like be invisible when it wants to, and
it has a giant staff that it that shoots stuff with. Yeah. It has like a little laser turret mounted on its shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, I was still thinking it is like it, you know, it looks and like moves like a cat, but it just has these special abilities. It's just, you know,
I think it's gonna turn on us and kill us all.
That does seem likely. given the nature of cats.
Yeah.
So you think it needs to be a human solution instead of a cat solution?
I mean, I like the predator cat as an idea. I just worry about it.
Yeah, there needs to be like
we'll
like,
build in a failsafe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like that ever works.
There needs to be like a cat guardian that like supervises the killer cats.
No. What I'm saying is there needs to be a cat killing cat.
Well, that doesn't solve the problem because that one could turn on us too. Like,
yeah, and then we have another one.
Okay, all right. So
we've got five layers of cats all killing each other
that are like more and more deadly.
Yeah,
but there's fewer and fewer of them in number.
Uh-huh.
Like once you get to the last layer, there's actually only one cat. Like the top layer is just one cat that kills the cat killing cat killing cat killing cat killing cats.
I like the idea of the cat killing cats because that'll keep the population under control. As far as like addressing this concern of like, well, what if they attack us or turn against us? I think that's valid, but I think there's got to be an easier solution than four more layers of killing cats. I was just thinking, like, there's, like, a code or some kind of switch. Like, if they were about to attack you, you could just, like, you know.
Oh, there's, like, a trigger word that makes them, like,
yeah, like, say a word or...
Yeah.
Yeah, just, like, puts them to sleep. Please don't kill me, I think would be a good one.
It probably needs to be, like, a monosyllable, though.
Uh-huh.
Because cats can't understand that much.
Can they understand anything?
Yeah, they can. I think it's more like they just...
They just don't care.
Don't care, you know?
Let's just have them respond to the word stop, because that's the most natural thing for you to say when you want them to stop.
I think that's fine. I think there's a way to do this.
Where all cats freeze all movement when you say stop around them.
It's not, and James, I know you're skeptical. It's not like a training thing. Like, this is like, we're building, I mean, if we can build video cat, like there's like something like
hardwired in their brain. Yeah.
Hardwired in their brain that you say stop and it like, there's like a, it's like a chemical failsafe.
I mean, we could even, it could go as far as having microphones in their ears connected to a mini computer that's doing audio recognition. And then when it hears the
like
word
that
stop.
Works.
Right. Did you mean starp?
Now Googling starp.
Oh, man. Meanwhile, you've just been like shredded to pieces by a mutant cat.
I mean, I think if popular culture has taught us anything, it's that fail safes, as you mentioned, and like any sort of thing that we're expecting to work when we need it, it will always fail right when you need it most.
Here's a suggestion. In addition to this like spoken fail safe that shuts a killer cat down, you also carry a little catnip in your pocket. So if you get like one of these like killer cats going against you, you just, you know, throw some catnip in its face.
So you distract it momentarily.
Well, yeah, like they get high and like just start like rolling around.
Sounds dangerous if they have laser cannons attached to their shoulders.
Yeah, but I mean, like it was about to kill you a second ago, so at least it's now it's like, you know,
just randomly shooting lasers everywhere.
No, I think it's probably just like fascinated with its own paws.
Well, you guys do what you want to do. I'm going to start carrying around a samurai sword.
I mean, yeah, I guess you could do that too. But I mean, like, then it's, I think like if you're,
I'm just going to start killing cats preemptively.
Well, I feel like a samurai sword up against, like, feel free, James. I mean, like in our system, I think like there might be some laws against that, but also
what laws?
I don't
know. We replaced Congress with cats.
That's right.
We live in an anarchy now.
This is beginning to sound very post-apocalyptic. But I'm not sure a samurai sword would like give you much of a chance against this cat with like a laser gun.
Yeah, but it doesn't know how to use it really that well.
Still a fucking cat.
Still a stupid fucking cat.
Yeah, I love the idea of like a dumbass fucking cat with like all these weapons. I can't use them well because it's too stupid.
And James is just prowling the earth, just slaughtering them.
Uh-huh. He's just leading them into like a trap with a piece of string.
Yeah. I've found my calling.
Yeah.
I don't think we put cats in Congress, did we? That was just floated. Because I think that is the end of the world. Cats in Congress.
I mean, I think we just have to be careful that we don't accidentally create the apocalypse.
The catpocalypse?
Yeah. We don't want the catpocalypse. So, just, you know, watch your step when we're making these genetic modifications. Make sure our fail-safes don't rely on voice recognition software.
Well, not at least not only on voice recognition software.
I still think that the only solution is to wander around the earth and
slice them up.
Kill every cat you come in contact with.
Yeah. I mean at the end of the day, like we're doing all of this work to try to improve cats when maybe the world would be better off without them.
Maybe. I don't know.
I do foresee a scenario. I think video cat is fine, even though it's really inhumane. And I think our domestic cat is fine. Like, I like that. Honestly, if we had just done that, I probably would have been okay with like those changes to cats.
We had to go too far.
But usually... it's the killer cats is really the one that's pretty, like, that seems like it's going to get out of hand, and we are probably going to end up in like a post-apocalypse situation where James has to roam the earth hunting them down.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you'd be hunting them so much as you'd be like trying to survive.
Right. And I want to know what you two are doing during this catpocalypse.
I told you, I've got catnip. Like, I'm good.
Dude, I don't think that's going to work.
You think they'll like just like kill me and take it?
Yeah. I think they'd be like, they're going to sniff it out and be like, this guy's got catnip. I'm going to shoot him with my laser staff. Right. Never going to see me coming because I'm invisible.
And then they'll just kind of like bat my dead body around like a plaything.
And eat it.
Yeah.
I've retreated to a bunker.
I would have a giant dog. That's how I made it out of this.
Oh, you have a giant dog?
A giant dog.
I want a giant dog, too.
A tank-sized dog.
Tank-sized dog.
Named
yeah.
Tank.
Yeah. That is the real solution to keeping the killer cats under control, is to have some gigantic dogs, because I don't need to worry about them turning on me.
They're going to be so nice.
Yeah.
I want.
That'd be so fun, having a giant dog. You can ride around on it.
Right, a giant terrier.
Do you know how sad it would be when one of your giant dogs gets taken down by a cat?
Oh, my God.
That'd be devastating.
It would be sad, but it wouldn't happen that often.
Yeah, because you could have a whole pack of dogs, mm-hmm. and cats are solo hunters.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And
I'd be like, let's roll out, guys. Mm-hmm. And then they'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, dogs are great.
Yeah.
I think this is easily the difference right here, is that we could make all of these changes to dogs and not have to fear them.
That's right. Or not change dogs at all, because they're also like already pretty cool.
I don't want to make any of these changes to dogs. The only consideration I have is like if we've got these cat killing cats,
right. Yeah,
and also hunt down humans. Then I want a dog that is capable of going up against that.
Right. I want an armor plated dog.
Yeah. Maybe not armor plated, just have his like hide so tough that a cat can't penetrate it.
Like a rhino dog?
But still fluffy. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't want the dog to look different.
Well,
I really like
how about
the way
it,
dogs...
You could just attach armor to it. Like, you have armor clothing for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but then I have to, like, take it on and off, and then, like he's...
I think in, like, this cat apocalypse scenario, you could deal with that.
I just love the idea of, like, these, like, knight-type people who, like, ride around on their giant dogs, like, slaying... the killer cats. Is that where we want to leave it?
I think in the process of improving cats, we ended the world. Which, if you know the first thing about cats, like, you have to know that that's how it's going to go.
Yeah.
If you give cats, like, any more abilities than they have, it spells disaster.
So we're going to have to time travel back and let ourselves know to not create the killer cats.
Right, that is where we made the mistake. Is
I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to this catpocalypse now that I have like a
giant
pack of dogs.
Are your dogs giant, or are they the same? Or you just have like a bunch of normal sized dogs?
I've got both.
Okay, so you're like riding around on like one big dog, but it's got all these like normal sized dogs that like are also riding around with
and
you.
Some tiny little ones for the bed bug cats.
Uh-huh. They're really scrappy and have a lot of personality.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is like a dog is gonna have personality no matter what. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's gonna be dogs of all sizes that I'm riding around with, and they all have samurai swords.
They have swords too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, like
I don't know if a dog can like wield a sword.
Sure it can. Well, this I'll just tape it to their heads.
All right. It's pretty good.
More like a bayonet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like have my entire pack of dogs, and I would throw a tennis ball at a cat, and they'd all run towards the cat with their bayonet heads.
Yeah, that's good. That's really
spear
good.
Spear them.
Yeah. Like a bunch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, we set out to change cats, and we ended up with a post-apocalyptic world with giant dogs that we ride around on.
to kill the cats, yeah.
I think that's a pretty good place to leave it for today. Is there anything that either of you would like to add?
I would like to add that I like those hairless cats. I think they're funny looking.
So they can stay.
And I would classify chihuahuas as cats because I think they do a disservice to dogs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're fucking weird looking too.
All right, well, I think I think that's going to do it for us for cats this week. If you guys could go ahead and rate and subscribe to us on iTunes, that'd be much appreciated. And go ahead and tweet at the Snot Boys at That Snot Pod.
All right, and I think our special thanks today is going to be to the ancient Egyptians, who are the original worshippers of cats.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks, King Tut.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Meow.